When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Friday, May 25th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam. All right, starting over. 3, 2, 1. Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Friday, May 26th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Happy to be with you as we wrap up a week's worth of shows here on the podcast. If you missed anything, go back, check it out. A lot of times I talk about some overarching topics that can have some shelf life for a little bit longer than just looking at the day's card. So you can check those out wherever you get your podcast content. Go back and listen to previous episodes if you are so inclined. Monday through Saturday, the article over at vsin.com. So you can check that out tomorrow morning, even though there is no podcast on Saturdays. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show here so far. Please rate, review, subscribe if you've enjoyed it. 5-star reviews, very, very much appreciated, to say the least. That goes for all of our VSiN family of podcasts here, so plenty of stuff for you to check out across the NBA, NHL, MMA, NASCAR, golf, all of the other major sports that are out there. And of course, head over to VSiN.com, check out what we have to offer from a subscription standpoint. A lot of good stuff for you over there, so please head over to the website and check that out. All right, I'm just going to look at the card here today for this Friday edition of the show. Got to record my Ohio show in studio, so have to respect the studio time and the schedule. So we'll get back to talking about some of the bigger talking points here once we head into next week. And also next Monday, Memorial Day, do a Monday mailbag segment. So send over those questions at Skating Tripods on Twitter, aburke@vsin.com if you want to email them. I'll do a Monday mailbag here coming up on the Monday holiday. We, of course, have a big slate of games. We'll have some day games as well because it is the holiday. So try to get that podcast out as quickly as possible, but that will include the latest edition of the Monday mailbag. So if you have any questions about baseball, even if it's football, basketball, bourbon, beer, music, movies, what I'm watching on Netflix, what I'm watching on Hulu or Prime, whatever it is you want to ask about, just send it over at Skating Tripods on Twitter, or you can email me, aburke@vsin.com. All right, I got three plays here today for the Friday card, all of them sides. I mentioned this in the article. You know, I did like a couple of totals here a little bit today. One of the totals I did like was actually the over in the Marlins and the Angels game, total of 8 -120 on the VIG there. But I am not doing well with totals so far this season. 9-17-2 for full game totals, according to the tracking sheet that I link every day in my article. So maybe I should shy away from taking some totals. I think in some respects, I've gotten a little bit unlucky in terms of performance with runners in scoring position, blowouts where lesser relievers have pitched, stuff like that, or just some games where maybe it's been, you know, a run fest off the starters, and then the bullpens, bad or good, wind up putting up a bunch of zeros. So totals have not been a strong suit for me. I'm going to try to play to my strengths a little bit more as we go throughout the season here, but I will get to that game and talk about it a little bit more in a few minutes here. Well, let's start in the National League, and one game starting here in about 17 minutes from when I'm recording. That's the Reds and the Cubs, so I'll skip over that one and go to the Phillies and the Braves, Taijuan Walker and Jared Schuster in this one. The Braves, of course, you know, top team in the National League East. You got the Phillies, who won the National League pennant last year, lost last night to the Braves in that game. And, you know, an interesting game in last night's game between the Phillies and the Braves where, you know, we had Aaron Nola get knocked around a little bit in that one, struggled in the first inning, kind of struggled throughout. Typically the thing for Nola is struggling the third time through, but he had some issues with his control and his command throughout that game. Dylan Dodd, not very good for the Braves in that one. So we'll see if they get a better effort from Schuster here tonight. And again, game logs are very important, especially with all these pitcher injuries that we have, but we're seeing a lot of call-ups, a lot of guys that maybe broke camp with the team or maybe got, you know, a cameo or a couple cups of coffee in April. Now they're back up after settling into their minor league seasons. And that's the thing for Schuster here. You know, he struggled in his first two starts, but he's only allowed 4 runs on 4 hits in 11 innings since getting recalled, gave up 8 runs on 12 hits in his first two starts back in April. So the full season numbers don't look good for Schuster with a 5.49 ERA and a 5.06 FIP, but it is worth noting that his two starts here in the month of May have been decidedly better than his two starts to start the year back in April. So maybe he's figured it out a little bit. We'll kind of see. We'll see what he looks like here against a Phillies lineup that, you know, has been better against righties than lefties. That's definitely been a thing for them. And Schuster is left-handed, so this should provide him a little bit of an advantage here in this game. But I do think it's interesting when you kind of look at, you know, the splits for the Phillies, you would expect this team to be pretty good against lefties, but they haven't been here so far this season. And as I've talked about with the Braves, league average offense against righties, and they get one today who I think is a below average righty in Taijuan Walker, 5.79 ERA, 5.12 FIP and 46 2/3. 5 1/3 shutout innings against the Cubs last time out, but in his 5 May starts, he's allowed a hard hit percentage of 49.2%. So Walker not really commanding the baseball all that well. This looked like a big line on the surface for Schuster, but no play for me in this game. We'll see if Walker able to keep that league average Braves offense against righties at bay. Alex Wood and Freddie Peralta in this one at American Family Field up in Milwaukee. Still sounds weird not to call that place Miller Park. Brewers about $1.30 favorite in this one, total of 8 for this matchup. And again, the thing to keep in mind about the Brewers, they stink against lefties. They have the lowest weighted on base average in the league. They're 30th in that department, and they've struck out in almost 31% of their plate appearances. They do get a lefty here in Alex Wood, but Alex Wood has not completed 5 innings yet to this point. And I thought it was pretty interesting. He's maxed out at 14 outs this year, but his strikeout prop out there, over under 5.5 at DraftKings. When you consider the fact that this guy's not working deep into games, he made a 1-inning relief appearance not that long ago. It's been super strange the way that the Giants have used Wood and some of their other pitchers throughout the course of this season. Yeah, the Brewers are bad against lefties, but how long will Wood be out there, I think, is a pretty big question in this game. 7 runs allowed on 13 hits with a 10-2 strikeout to walk ratio since returning from the injured list on May 12th. A lot of ground balls out of him lately, and that's something that the Giants have tried to do with a lot of their pitchers. Really weird handicap, I think, with this game as well, where Freddie Peralta, 4.15 ERA, 4.08 FIP, low hard hit percentage for the season, but he's given up 7 barrels in his last 4 starts. So seems like he's kind of a little bit rocky here of late. That being said, despite giving up 9 runs on 11 hits in his last 11 1/3, he's done better against lefties than he has against righties so far this season. Giants, a very left-handed heavy lineup. No play on this game, but I thought it was interesting to kind of look at that one and talk a little bit about what's going on with that line and with that pitching matchup. No real thoughts on Max Scherzer and Connor Siebold at Coors Field. Scherzer, obviously, you know, you're looking for signs that he's going to get back to being the same pitcher that he was. We'll see if we get any of those in this start here tonight in Denver. White Sox and Tigers, Lance Lynn and Joey Wentz in this one. And, you know, yesterday was one of those where I liked the Tigers. I liked the projection of Alex Faedo against that White Sox lineup. I went with the total instead of the Tigers on the side. And, of course, the game goes over by a run. Didn't really have any business being that close anyway, as Lucas Giolito walked 7 guys in that start. So maybe some bad luck there because Giolito had done a really good job limiting free passes up until that point. But that's one where, you know, I liked Fado. I liked his projection as an undervalued starter against the White Sox, who don't hit righties well at all. And they didn't. And I just picked incorrectly. I should have taken the Tigers instead of the under. You know, the White Sox, their offense held up their end of the bargain. But the Tigers getting those seven runs with the help of all of those walks. We'll see what happens tonight with Lance Lynn and Joey Wentz. Joey Wentz is left-handed. His peripherals, his underlying stats don't look nearly as good. And of course, he is a lefty, which is something that the White Sox typically tend to have a little bit more success with. 7.45 ERA, 5.79 FIP, and 38 and two-thirds. Just gave up six runs on 10 hits to the Nationals. Now, the Nats are a top 10 offense against lefties, as I've mentioned several times over throughout the course of the season here. But Wentz just isn't a super sharp dude. Lance Lynn, still trying to figure it out. Couple of decent outings in a row against the Guardians and the Royals, but he gave up 24 runs over his previous five starts before that. 6.28 ERA, 4.71 FIP, 3.44 BABIP with a high home run to fly ball percentage, 63% left on base percentage is low. Maybe there are some signs to start betting on Lance Lynn, but I wouldn't lay $1.55 here today. Another game in the American League that I don't have a play on that I think is interesting, the Blue Jays and the Twins. Kevin Gausman in this one against Louis Varland for the Twins. Gausman's fascinating this year. 22 earned runs in 10 starts, 15 of them coming in two of his 10 starts. So he's given up seven earned runs in the other eight starts, 3.14 ERA, 2.47 FIP. And it's crazy. You know, he gave up eight runs on 10 hits and 3 1/3 to Boston. And since then, he's given up four earned runs in three starts with 23 strikeouts against four walks. So you get the random blow up from him. You don't know when it's going to come. I don't expect it to come here today against the Twins, who are 16th in weighted on base average with a 104 WRC plus against righties. So they are slightly above average, and they are better against righties than they are against lefties, but they've struck out over 25% of the time against righties. That should be a good thing for Gausman here in this one. Toronto draws Louis Varland, 4.18 ERA, 4.60 xERA, 5.17 FIP, and 28 innings. He's fine. He's added some velocity this season. He's, you know, a good back end of the rotation type of starter, but you've got Toronto a big favorite here in this game, laying $1.50, $1.55. We've actually seen this line come down a little bit since I wrote the article, so that's kind of an interesting development there. I don't really have any inside info, intel, anything like that. But I thought it was interesting to see this line come down a little bit just before I started doing the show. Hunter Brown and James Kaprielian between the Astros and the A's. No interest in this one, but one thing I want to mention about the A's here really quick. So J.P. Sears yesterday was cruising through five innings against the Mariners, a Mariners team that stinks against lefties. And for whatever reason, Mark Kotze goes to the bullpen, brings in a righty in Trevor May, who immediately gives up a game-tying solo home run to Ty France. And when you suck like the A's do, they are 32 games under 500, and it's not even Memorial Day yet. When you're that bad, like, I really don't understand why we're playing this game with J.P. Sears. Just let the kid go. These are important reps for his future, for the future of the organization. Getting pulled after 59 pitches because you don't want him to turn the lineup over, a lineup that's awful against lefties. I mean, look, if there was more value in tanking when it comes to the Major League Baseball draft, I would look at this and say, well, that just doesn't look right. But embarrassing display from Oakland. Embarrassing from Kotze with his handling of Sears yesterday. And the thing that sucks about it is that that's going to dictate kind of how I look at J.P. Sears going forward. It'll have to be first five where you wind up, you know, paying a bit more of a premium. Sears is a guy that the market is starting to realize is a pretty damn good pitcher. And this is going to extract some potential full game value if Kotze is going to toy with him like this. Very, very frustrating to say the least. But that's all I want to say about the Oakland A's here on today's show. Coming up on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, we take a look at the interleague card and my three plays for Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Please rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews, always very much appreciated here with the show. The interleague slate is very, very interesting, to say the least here, and I do have a couple of plays coming out of the interleague games. Let's start with one where I thought about a total play here, but again, I'm trying really hard to shy away from totals because I'm just not good at them. I'm not good at them in college basketball. I haven't been good at them in college football. For some reason, I'm just better at sides and spreads and money lines and all these kinds of things. So I'm trying to shy away from totals, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued by the over 9 in this Dodgers and Rays game. Noah Syndergaard goes for the Dodgers. The Rays will start with Jalen Beeks, who is left-handed, and then go to Cooper Criswell, who is right-handed. Now, Noah Syndergaard, I thought this was pretty fascinating. In his career, 181 stolen bases allowed, only 22 runners caught stealing, 8 pickoffs for Thor. So far this year, base stealers are 12 for 13. They were 30 for 33 last year, 42 for 45 back in 2019. Not only are the Rays the best offense in baseball, they've hit the most home runs in baseball, they lead a lot of offensive categories, they also have the most stolen bases in Major League Baseball. They had 7 stolen bases yesterday. What do they do against Noah Syndergaard here today where you can just run free if you get on base? Syndergaard, 5.88 ERA, 4.44 FIP, so a positive regression candidate. He's only walked 6 guys so far this year, only given up 6 home runs, but a 62.3% left on base percentage, .326 batting average on balls in play. So let's see if Syndergaard can keep the Rays off the bases. He doesn't walk guys. They're going to have to hit their way aboard. But if they hit their way aboard, they may end up running wild in this game. Now, the Dodgers, I've talked about this before. Their performance against lefties kind of stands out as being bad, but a lot of that has to do with a really low batting average on balls in play. They're actually second, or at least last time I looked, they were second in home runs against left-handed pitching. Beeks doesn't give up a lot of long balls, though, so the Dodgers could start a little bit slow here in this game, but I do not like Cooper Criswell. 10 runs allowed on 15 hits and 11 and a third innings pitched. 13-3 strikeout to walk ratio, 43% hard hit rate. The Dodgers are second in weighted on base average against righties, trailing only the Rays. So this is one where I think if we get maybe a scoreless first, scoreless second, something like that, a live over may be a good play because I would anticipate the Rays adjust to Syndergaard and I would absolutely expect the Dodgers to knock Criswell around. So that's kind of my approach to this game. I would maybe look for a live betting opportunity on the total in that one. Padres and Yankees, not much to say about this one because the Yankees sending out a rookie making his debut. That is Randy Vasquez, number 11 prospect for Fangraphs in the Yankees system coming into this season against Joe Musgrove. Vasquez has got good raw stuff. StatCast, the spin rate data really, really likes him, but he's a small guy, violent delivery, looks more like a reliever, to be totally honest with you. So we'll see what he does turning the lineup over. 42 and two-thirds innings at AAA this year, 4.85 ERA, 4.67 FIP. My guess would be that he's pretty good the first time through the order and then struggles as he turns the lineup over. I don't know that for a fact, but that would just be my guess, kind of looking at the scouting reports, the stuff, and then kind of looking at his overall numbers. But for Joe Musgrove of the Padres here, been a rough season for him. He's only made 5 starts. One was in Mexico City, and he was awful. He's struggled a bit in his last 2 starts here. 4 runs allowed in each, giving up 5 barrels in those 2 starts. Don't know what we get here out of Musgrove, but that was not a game that I had any interest on. How about this one? Washington and Kansas City. Largely a money line pick 'em out there, minus 105, minus 110 both ways, for Patrick Corbin and Jordan Lyles. Jordan Lyles has made 10 starts this year. The Royals have lost every one of them. He's been the losing pitcher in 8 of those games. 7.15 ERA, 5.36 expected ERA, 6.08 FIP. He's given up 14 home runs in 56 and 2/3 innings pitched. Lyles is just, the command profile is really, really bad for him. 12% barrel percentage against. But he just had his first start against the White Sox without allowing a barrel. So kudos to him for that. He has a 47% left on base percentage this season. Opposing batters have a 5.33 weighted on base average against him with runners in scoring position. That's a 4.19 batting average with a 4.62 on base and an 8.84 slugging percentage against with men in scoring position. So Lyles has definitely earned that 7.15 ERA. And for Patrick Corbin here, how about this? Since he gave up a lot of runs early on in the season, over his last 42 and a third innings pitched, 3.40 ERA, 3.91 FIP, Corbin's actually been a pretty competent starting pitcher here for a good portion of the season, but he's not getting much respect here today against the Royals. So I thought that was a really, really interesting game, to say the least. Marlins and Angels, as we keep rolling on here. This is the one I mentioned at the top of the show. I thought about playing the over 8 in this game. Jesus Luzardo for Miami, Reed Detmers for Los Angeles. Look, Lazardo's got some home road splits here that he's dealing with. 3.83 ERA, 3.90 FIP overall in 56 and a third innings pitched. But on the road, his WOBA against is 106 points higher, and his slugging percentage against is 205 points higher. So he's pitched 21 and a third innings on the road, 35 innings at home, and he's given up a lot more loud contact, a much higher slugging percentage in his road starts. This start is on the road at Angel Stadium, wind blowing out a little bit in Anaheim here. Reed Detmers, 4.87 ERA, 4.06 expected ERA, 3.42 FIP for the Angels. He's gotten unlucky at times here. 3.66 batting average on balls in play, 61.4% left on base percentage, which is very, very low when you consider he's got 53 strikeouts in those 40 and 2/3 innings pitched. He has given up some hard contact, and he's also struggled the third time through the order. Both of these teams are top 10 offenses against lefties, and neither one of these bullpens really excites me a whole lot. But in this game, where you've got two guys with very high strikeout rates, one of the things that's been a challenge for me with some of these games where I've bet the over is we've gotten the traffic and we haven't gotten the performance with men in scoring position. And the strikeout is the great equalizer. If you can get those strikeouts in those high leverage situations, you can pitch out of jams. Lazardo and Detmers, two guys very capable of doing that. So I wound up staying off of the total for this game. It got bet down from 8.5 to 8. We'll see if that move ends up being correct. But you know, again, I'm trying to shy away from totals here because obviously it's just not a strength for me so far this season. Chris Sale and Brandon Pfaadt, the last game that I don't have a play on here. Red Sox $1.40 favorite in this one, total of 9 out at Chase Field. Brandon Pfaadt, 2 bad starts to start, 2 decent starts here in his last 2 outings, which is why this line seems kind of manageable for a guy in Chris Sale who, over his last 6 starts, 3.05 ERA, 2.91 FIP, and 38 and a third. He's pitched really, really good in that span. 30.2% hard hit percentage. So Chris Sale, is he back? Can I say that? Can I say Chris Sale is back? I don't know, but he's pitched pretty damn well here throughout the last 6 weeks or so. Brandon Pfaadt, I don't know what you're going to get from him. But again, as I mentioned, the last two starts have been a little bit better. No play in that game for me, but I thought it was interesting to see that line kind of sitting where I think some people may look at Boston and say it's a little bit light as a minus 140 or so favorite out there. All right, let's get to the three plays I've got here for today. We start in the American League. Shop around for this one. Texas Rangers and Baltimore Orioles. John Gray getting the start for the Rangers. Grayson Rodriguez getting the start for the Orioles. So this is largely a fade of Grayson Rodriguez. 6.21 ERA, 5.28 FIP, 3.82 XFIP in 42 innings of work. But there's a lot that I don't like about what we've seen recently from him. So he's allowed a lot of hard contact this season overall. 52% hard hit percentage, .363 batting average on balls in play. He's given up a bunch of home runs, 23.3% home run to fly ball percentage, and a 10.6% barrel percentage. So that's a lot of hard, violent, very detrimental contact. But if we go even smaller here and look at his last four starts, less than a strikeout per inning, 16 and 17 and two-thirds. His hard hit percentage in his last four starts, 58.7%. His barrel percentage is almost 16%. This is a guy with a 26.2% strikeout rate for the season, but a single-digit swinging strike percentage in his last four starts and five of the last six. So at this point, he's still giving up a lot of hard contact, even more hard contact, but not getting as much swing and miss or as many strikeouts to kind of offset the bad command that he has. John Gray, 3.02 ERA, 4.82 FIP, 4.79 expected FIP. Low BABIP, 2.43. High left on base percentage, 84.3%. There's some regression signs in that profile, but he's throwing a lot of strikes. He's staying off the barrel, 34.7% hard hit percentage. And over his last three starts, 19 strikeouts in 20 innings. So the strikeout may be coming back a little bit. The command has been good throughout the course of the season. I'll take my shot with the Rangers on an underdog price here. They're a top 10 offense against righties, actually top five even. The Orioles are just, you know, a little bit above average against righties themselves. So I like the Rangers here. Yennier Cano pitched last night, 47 pitches in the last 3 days. Felix Bautista back-to-back days, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I think that this Rangers team has a good chance in this game. So I'll take them plus 105 at DraftKings. That's what's in the article app. You can find plus 110, plus 112 a little bit better out there in the marketplace. Next up here is take a look at the St. Louis Cardinals as they take on my Cleveland Guardians. Matthew Liberatore and Shane Bieber in this one. You know I want to fade Bieber. I'm going to do it today against a Cardinals offense that's top 10 in WOBA against righties. Bieber, 3.08 ERA, but a 3.98 FIP and 64 and a third. Hard hit percentage is north of 50% now. He's allowed a hard hit percentage of 50% or higher in 8 of his 10 starts, and his most recent start came in at 48%, so that's not very good. 8.5% barrel percentage, strikeout rate is down, yet his left on base percentage almost 81%. So based off of last year, hard hit percentage up 7.3%, barrel percentage up 1.3, strikeout percentage down 7.2, yet his left on base percentage is 5% higher than last year. I don't buy it. Cardinals, 6th in WOBA against righties, 5th in WRC+. Guardians bullpen is a debacle. The Guardians offense blows. They're the worst offense in baseball against lefties by weighted on base average. In May, they've gotten worse somehow offensively for the season. They have a 280 WOBA, but against pitchers in May, they have a 264 WOBA, a 65 WRC+. So I took the Cardinals tonight, minus 105 with Liberatore against Bieber. Finally, this is kind of a handicapping tactic, I guess I'll say, in this game between the Pirates and the Mariners. Mariners, $1.55 or so favorite in this one, total of 7. With Mitch Keller and George Kirby. So you had a low scoring expectation here. You've got two starting pitchers who have almost identical numbers, but there are a couple of things about Keller that I like in this start. First of all, 77 strikeouts in 62 and two thirds innings, whereas George Kirby, not as many strikeouts, 47 in his 58 and a third. So Keller with well over a strikeout per inning pace, Kirby well below a strikeout per inning pace. Both guys limiting hard contact. Keller, more swings and misses. One of the five highest called strike percentages in all of baseball. And look, I think the Mariners' offense is more trustworthy, and I think the Mariners' bullpen long-term is a little bit better. But when I've got a game with a low-scoring expectation where I expect both pitchers to be pretty good, and I think this is more of a coin flip type of scenario, I think Mitch Keller is worth backing here. So I took the Pirates plus 135 in this one, where they should put more balls in play based on the strikeout numbers we have from Keller and Kirby this season. Also, the Mariners strike out about as much as anybody. So that's a team that makes a lot of swings and misses, fails to make contact a lot. I think that plays to Keller's strengths this season. And Kirby will allow some balls in play. So if I can get the Pirates to scratch out just one more run here than the Mariners in a game that has a low scoring total of 7, where both bullpens are by and large probably equal, all things considered, in the one game sample where Paul Sewald has worked back-to-back days for the Mariners, or 3 out of 4 at least. I think the Pirates are worth a look here. So Pirates plus 135, Cardinals minus 105, and then taking a look at the Rangers plus 105 over the Orioles. So those are the three plays today on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Send in your questions for the Monday mailbag at Skating Tripods on Twitter, aburke at vsin.com. Thanks for listening throughout the week, everybody. Greatly appreciate it. Have a happy, healthy, smart holiday weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.